This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, December 2. No need for God? Our passage comes from Acts chapter 17. Paul then stood up in the meeting of the Areopagus and said, "People of Athens, I see that in every way you are very religious. For as I walked around and looked carefully at your objects of worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, 'To an unknown God.' So you are ignorant of the very thing you worship, and this is what I'm going to proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth, and does not live in temples built by human hands. And he is not served by human hands, as if he needed anything. Rather, he himself gives everyone life and breath and everything else. From one man he made all the nations, that they should inhabit the whole earth, and he marked out their appointed times in history and the boundaries of their lands. God did this so that they would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from any one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. As some of your poets have said, we are his offspring. Therefore, since we are God's offspring, we should not think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone, an image made by human design and skill. In the past, God overlooked such ignorance, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent. For he has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed. He has given proof of this to everyone by raising him from the dead." In a conversation I had with a young man recently about God, religion, and the church, I was told that he, like many other millennials, didn't really feel a need for God. He was well-educated and had a good-paying job, so he figured, why bother with God? More than 30% of the people in North America think the same way and claim to have no religion whatsoever. Their lives are full, and they believe there simply is no need for God, religion, or the church. No need for God? According to the Bible, every human being needs God from the moment we are born until we die. We're dependent on God for every single breath we take and for every step we take. That's what the Apostle Paul said to his audience in the city of Athens. God gives everyone life and breath and everything else. There was no need for the many gods the Athenians had invented. The God of heaven and earth takes care of all of life for all of us. Whatever we may think, you and I need this God more than we will ever know, for this life and for the life to come. Ask God today to open your eyes and receive him as your Lord and Savior. Pray with me. Lord, help us to see how much we need you every day. Open our eyes and our hearts to make room for the Savior who came to free us from sin and death. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.